Yeah, so hey guys, how's it going? This is Sunil and you're listening to SaaS Sessions podcast. Today's episode is with Shruti Kapoor. Shruti is a co-founder and CEO of Strings.ai. So Strings.ai is an AI-powered on-screen real-time and contextual battle cards for your account executives. It allows you to manage calls, call reviews and analytics for every prospect conversion. Alright, here we go. We're going to talk about leveraging AI to close more deals for your SaaS. But let's start with you, Shruti. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself, like what you do, and give us a more background on Strings.ai?
Right. So I actually started out my journey on investment banking and on the investment side. So relatively new to sales, and I'll tell you a little bit about how I stumbled on this. So before starting this company, I was working with a company called Payoneer in India. And I joined them when they were just figuring out their go-to-market, setting up their first team in India. And as part of that journey and coming as an outsider to sales, what I realized was that while people talked about sales as being analytical, it often didn't have the data to be able to make data-driven decisions. So just to give you an example, a lot of times people rely on CRM reports to make decisions. But CRMs only have 5% of what really goes on in a customer conversation. So that was one part of the problem that I felt personally very frustrated with. And that's how I started thinking about where AI could play a part. And eventually that led to Strings.ai.
Awesome. And you mentioned that, you know, you saw like there's a gap in the buyer's journey where the CRM couldn't fill. So then that's how you came up with the idea of Strings.ai. So can you tell us how's the buyer's journey look like in terms of a CRM, and how does Strings.ai fill gaps?
Sure. So I think a little bit on the buyer's journey and the context, and I don't think that this will be a surprise to anybody from the SaaS space today. Buyers are coming in later and later into the buying cycle, right? So what that means is that they're doing a lot of research. They're already doing comparisons with your competitors. They know a lot more information about a product when they make the first contact with the company, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of SaaS companies today actually, inbound is an important part of the sourcing strategy. And what that means is that all of the people who are coming in already have a problem, have a pain point, and have done some research, which is how they've actually landed up in that sales process. And from a buyer journey perspective, what has become much more important is therefore not just to be able to give them some superficial information about what the SaaS product does, but to be able to tell them exactly how it will help in their specific case, to be able to answer questions around their tech ecosystem, how it will fit into it, all right? So just to give you an example, right? Today, most SaaS products integrate with 50 or more other SaaS tools or other tech tools. And if you expected a salesperson to remember, how each of those integration works for their own product, it's just unfeasible, right? So what happens very often, therefore, in that buying process and in that buying journey is that buyers get frustrated because when they ask a specific question and the salesperson can't remember the answer, they are forced to say, you know what, I'll send more information or I'll come back to you on that. And I think that is where the buyer journey is broken today. And I think that is where we want to play a part, which is to help salespeople be able to have all the information at hand on every single call. And the way we do that is, so it's an assistant which sits on calls with every single salesperson. As they are having the conversation with this customer, it'll automatically prompt them with content, with feedback, on their computer screens during the call, right? So if a particular buyer were to ask you a question, you know, how does this integration look like? Have you worked with other customers in my space? How are you different from a particular competitor? The salesperson no longer needs to go digging for that information. They can actually help the buyer along in their journey by being able to be responsive and accurate in what they tell the buyer in the moment.
Awesome. And what does a typical buyer's journey look like? Like what are the different stages or what are the different steps in a buyer's journey?
Right. So I think the way to look at the buyer's journey is, very often we've looked at it from a sales process perspective as a funnel, right? From a buyer's perspective, it is also a decision-making funnel, right? So you kind of start with asking the very high-level question of, you know, I came with this problem. Does this product solve my problem? Right. And then the next step is to say, okay, if it solves my problem, does it fit in with, you know, the rest of my tech stack? Are there overlaps? Are there gaps that are still going to remain? All right. And after that, they start thinking about, okay, once I were to actually fit it into my tech stack, then what is the value that I'm going to derive from this? And I think this third step is very crucial in terms of the handholding it requires from the salesperson to be able to show value in that specific context. And then once they've crossed those kind of qualification questions in their mind, right, looking at the qualification process from a buyer's perspective, then the question arises, which is, you know, pricing and competitors, right? And of course, sometimes the process might get jumbled, especially depending on where you might be in the buying cycle, right? Sometimes you might not have full visibility into someone's buying cycle because they might actually be interacting with a company much later in their buying cycle, right? So they might be interacting with a company in the fourth step, which is, you know, they've agreed on the first three parts that, you know, this is the value, this is the tech stack that it needs to integrate with, all of that. But then they're thinking of different competitors and that's how they land up on a competitor page. Right. So in that sense, it's again a decision funnel where you are trying to start with the broadest decision and go down to the narrowest thing. And once you have that price agreement, then the next step becomes implementation, rollout. And that's, again, a very, very crucial part. What happens, I think, in relation to, you know, looking back at it from a company's perspective is there are several handoffs happening in each of these stages. Right. So from a company's perspective, you know, the first time when the customer is contacting you, you might have an SDR connecting with the customer. When the customer is trying to evaluate the product, understand the tech specifications, the value, you might have an AE, you know, helping them in that part of the process. And then the third part, which is the rollout, making it successful in some sense for the customer, is your customer success team.
Right.
And I think that is the other challenge, which is, you know, how do you manage these handoffs that from a buyer's journey perspective, it is still a smooth transition and a smooth journey.
Right. So in this specific journey which you mentioned right now, so how does Strange.ai, you know, help in each stage? Like what, maybe can you give me an example, like how maybe one couple of your customers are using Strange.ai in different stages and how it is helping them?
Right. So I think, like I said, so there are two parts to it. One part of it is, can you help the customer answer the questions that they need answers to, right? And contextually fit that back into their ecosystem. So of course, a large part of it is still, you know, the onboarding and the training and the product coaching that you need to do for your sales team. But so where Strange.ai plays a part is in ensuring that once you've done that initial training, whatever information that your teams need is handy. Right. So I'll give you an example. Today, because SaaS is changing so fast, right, there is a, you know, a company might roll out 20 new features in a single month. And what that means is that you expect your salespeople to be able to intelligently talk about the 20 new features that have been rolled out in that very month, along with also remembering case studies, remembering integrations, remembering competitor updates and all of that. And that's almost unrealistic. So that is one part of it that we're looking to solve. The other part of it that we're looking to solve is to make the transition smooth. So because all of these conversations are now analyzed, annotated, transcribed, and in a single repository, it is much easier for an AE to go back and check what was the conversation with the SDR, and for a customer success person to go back and check what was the conversation with the AE.
Right.
And what we also do is, before a call, we automatically prompt the salesperson with a card which kind of summarizes for them what is the context for that conversation, so they don't even have to go digging for it. It surfaces to them automatically saying, hey, these are the notes from the previous call. These are the other CRM fields that you are interested in, like the deal size, etc. So that they immediately are ready for the call when they jump on that phone.
Awesome. So I'm sure like here contextual help, you know, contextual data in terms of each stage might help the person who is handling the customer in that stage. So why contextualization? Like, why is it important and how do you see a scenario where there is no contextualization versus a scenario where there is contextualization?
Right. So I think just to give you an example, right, like what happens, so, you know, we work with different types of customers. And so one of our customers, which is in the services space, what they realized was that the context that they needed for each of their customers was how to build trust with that customer. Right. Now, of course, I can, you know, it's very tempting for a company to say that, hey, you know what, these are my five biggest customers. And every time somebody asks a question like, you know, about trust, right, about what is your pedigree as a company, it's very tempting to say, hey, you know what, I work with Cisco and I work with Oracle or I work with Salesforce. Right. But what is important for the customer is to know whether you have made a customer like me successful. Right. If I am from the education industry, it doesn't matter to me what you did for Salesforce. Right.
Right.
What is much more relevant to me is that did you work with somebody else in the education industry and how did they use the product?
Right.
So that is a very simple example of contextualization where from a salesperson's perspective, when you're talking about your customer stories, can you contextualize them to that customer?
Awesome. So it's like relating to their journey to someone who's been the part of the journey, which is similar to theirs.
Exactly.
Awesome. And like where is Strings.ai like headed right now? Like as in like Strings.ai is only for when the customer is going through the buyer journey, or it does help in, you know, retention of customers and when they have like customer success, people, you know, trying to set up the maybe the infrastructure for your customer. So can Strings.ai help in those aspects as well? Like I'm sure, like, you know, when a company is buying a product and or a service, like they are having a call with their customer success team to have the products and services implemented. So can, and I'm sure like there might be some questions which can be overlapping between two customers or more customers. So can Strings.ai also provide, you know, contextual help and with the AI powered tool, so that it makes life easier for customer success guys as well, and also retention.
Right. So I think very interesting question. Right. So there are actually, we look at it as a full journey, also from a salesperson's perspective, not just from a sales process perspective. And I think that looking at it as a 360 degree from a salesperson's perspective also helps you capture all of the context of where the gaps are for a buyer. Because at the end of the day, for a company, the salesperson is really the face, right?
Right.
So the way we look at solving those gaps, so two parts, right? One is what needs to happen before the call, during the call, and after the call to ensure that there is that completeness of loop for the customer, right? So what I mean by that is, like I said, right, before the call, what you want to be able to do is you want to be able to prompt the person about what is the context of this conversation, right? So for an AE, it's the previous SDR call. For the customer success person, it's either their own previous calls or the account executive's calls, right? It's a handover. What it does is that once they have that context, they are not spending time with the customer asking them the same questions over and over again.
Right, makes sense.
And then the second part, of course, the during the call part we talked about a lot, which is just having the prompts and all of those content pieces. But it's also about helping from a salesperson's perspective, helping them get better with every call.
Right.
So apart from the content pieces, there are also prompts about coaching. So, you know, this is how you should be handling a pricing objection, or this is broadly the agenda of the call and you still have to cover these parts of it. All right. And then post-call, what we are helping them do is to solve that problem that we initially started with, which is CRMs don't have perfect information. And so what we do is we allow people to bookmark moments in the call to be able to go back and automatically create call summaries that can be pushed into the CRM to automatically go and ask their managers for feedback so that they can close their own cycle. Or sometimes they need help from peers in closing the deal. So that could be a sales engineer that they need to bring on board, or that could be a professional services team that they need to bring on board. So for them to be able to quickly, conveniently share that context with other members who are going to make that customer successful.
Right.
So that's one part of it. And then the other part of it is to say that you want to be able to go back, review your notes, get coaching, look at maybe some broader statistics from a company's perspective,
right.
And therefore close the full loop. Of course, for a customer, it might show up in different ways. It is not just limited to their interaction with the sales team where some of these things will show up.
Right.
Some of it is also, you know, what collateral needs to get created, right?
Right.
Understanding what are the common customer questions and therefore how do I address them proactively? Or what are the product features that my customers are consistently asking for and how do I reflect that back to my product team so that my priorities as a product company are aligned with what my customers are asking. So I think for a customer, it is all of those interactions from a product marketing and sales perspective where it kind of closes the loop.
Awesome. So I think Strings.ai help in all the conversations that you a company is having with the customers, not just the sales cycle or not just the sales journey, buyer journey, but even through when the customer is onboarded and the customer success team are working on it, and also in maybe retention because they already have the data. Awesome. So I'd love to know, like, where is Strings.ai headed? Like, what's next coming from Strings.ai?
Right. So I think there is still a lot of gaps in the ecosystem for actually assisting the salesperson and assisting the buyer in closing that loop.
Right.
We've started with focusing on the sales part of the cycle. We are slowly going into customer success pieces of it. And the other part of what we want to be able to do is also be able to give this kind of real-time feedback for a variety of other contexts.
Right.
So today, of course, we're focusing on the voice media, but even within voice, there are so many different avenues.
Awesome. Yeah. So thanks a lot, Shruti. Thanks a lot for doing this. I mean, yeah. So that was Shruti, guys. And you can check the website out. It's strings.ai. And you can check the link in the description below.